اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. Today we have a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where he says, Islam grants merit based on a person's humanitarian nature, which is rooted in his piety and knowledge. So, dear listeners, if we focus on what Imam said over here, the person's humanitarian nature, which is rooted in his piety and knowledge. So, there are two faculties over here, which Imam Khomeini says, piety and knowledge. It's not just piety and it's not just knowledge. Both have to exist for a person to have merit in his humanitarian nature. So let's go ahead and elaborate it a bit more. He says this merit, which is based on knowledge and piety. So if we consider piety, this is not just a ritualistic practice. In Arabic tradition, in the Arabian culture, and of course the Islamic culture, the root of this word, that is piety, is nothing but taqwa. What is taqwa now? It is the active, conscious guarding of the soul against arrogance and injustice. Okay, now injustice can be against yourself, against your parents, against your spouse and children, and of course against the society as well. And your Muslim brethren. Okay, so now against arrogance and injustice. So if you are going against injustice and if you're going against arrogance, then you are, mashallah, on a level of taqwa. Okay, now going ahead, it is the moral compass, that is piety, that ensures our actions are aligned with the divine will and the betterment of mankind. If there is no taqwa, dear listeners, then there won't be any betterment in the mankind. And then comes the second part, which is knowledge. So if a person is not having knowledge, it's like he's having he doesn't know where to go. There's no goal, actually. Yeah, it's like a ship without a compass. So it's like it has a destination but no direction. So a person knows what should be done, but he doesn't know which direction to go. So the person is lost. So if I have to keep it all together, then I would say, again, the quote of what Imam Khomeini said, Islam grants merit based on a person's humanitarian nature, which is rooted in his piety and knowledge. Inshallah, we ponder more upon what he said. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha illa.